Hello, I'm Jeremy Mullis.
And I'm Sarah Bishop.
And this is
Adventures in Wine Tasting,
the unofficial companion podcast to the 2023 Wine Advent Calendar from Costco, where every night is wine night until December 25th.
So drunk on Christmas, making merry by yourself with a paper bag.
It's December 19th.
It is the 19th of December.
Oh my God.
Right after the 18th, as planned. What do you want to do on the podcast today, Sarah?
Well, I think we better taste some wine. What do you think?
Sure, why not?
Okay, let's do it. Let me get her out. Ooh la 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 la.
It's a pretty, it's a nice looking label.
It is.
Not a label with a cute animal on it.
No.
But it does have an attractive, very kind of modern, somewhat abstracted mountain landscape. That's very colorful.
I like
colorful.
It. It's pretty.
This wine is called Latitude 40. It is a Spanish Grenache. According to the marketing copy for the World in 24 Wines, they say that known in France as Grenache, this grape is the Kelly to Côte de Rhône's Destiny's Child. I don't know what that means, but
it's
that means like
overlooked.
It's like the shitty one.
No,
like
it means
the shittiest Côte de Rhône grape.
No, but it's not as good as Beyoncé.
What are the other Côte de Rhône grapes?
Beyoncé?
Beyoncé. Well, yeah, I mean
that other one, but no one.
They're saying basically that like Grenache is not as good as Beyoncé, but still fine.
I think they're trying to say, I think what that means is it's the underlooked talent.
I never even heard of any other members of Destiny's Child. Anyway, this wine is, this is a Spanish Grenache, which is a type of wine I usually like. It's 14% alcohol, which is quite high for this set of wines.
Yeah, that is high.
Grenaches tend to be fairly beefy, dry reds, so this could only disappoint. Are you having problems?
I'm having a little
there?
Trouble.
I'm just like,
I got it.
All right. Let's see what
we got. Yeah, I usually like our Grenache.
Great. Yeah. All right. What do we got? What do we got?
Spicy on the nose.
Yeah.
Good. I like the nose.
Little spice, little kind of bramble fruit. Not a huge bouquet there. Yeah, I think it's pretty good. No.
I think it's very bitter.
Very bitter? I don't know. I'm not getting like... If I were going to point to something unpleasant about this, there's a slight medicinal quality. I guess maybe that's what you're picking up on.
Oh, I don't like it. I think it's very harsh at the end.
Shall we have a moment?
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello.
Kelly Rowland from Destiny's Child.
Trialed?
Kelly Rowland from Destiny's Child was the comparison point they made, talking about the Grenache grape. I think that's very unfair to Kelly Rowland if you're using this wine as... because this wine sucks. If this wine were a Destiny's Child song, I think it would be a no, which is the name of a Destiny's Child song. It's making me lose my breath with how kind of ultimately unpleasant it is, with its little kind of medicinal finish. Kind of nasty, bitter medicinal finish. We tried aerating it a bit, tried really giving it a minute, but it's not good. I think this wine needs to get on the bus and go back to Spain. It's definitely much more nasty girl than it is bootylicious.
Or say my name.
I couldn't figure out how to work
Say My Name. I don't know, but that's the best Destiny's Child song.
Well, okay. I don't know nothing about no Destiny's Child. In any case, yeah, very disappointing. I'm going to give it... It's a 14% alcohol wine, and I'm going to give it 1 star, which is saying something.
Yeah.
1 JB.
1 JB.
1 Jingle Bell.
Yeah. I mean, I liked the label. I thought the label had a lot of class. And I was hoping that I could at least come up with, like, some kind of puns around, like, latitude, platitude. Like, it's fine. It's a fine wine, but it's not. It's bad. It's just
it's
bad.
Not
it
a
tastes
fine wine.
Like a bitter. It really reminds me of, like, accidentally, like, chewing up a pill or something. It just tastes really bitter.
I guess, like, cough
gross.
Syrup. There's, like, a cough syrupy finish, and, sorry.
I don't like. And I really like Grenache. Grenache. I don't know how to say it. I generally really like that, so, no, I'm sad, too, but no.
No.
Not good. I'm not sure if it is maybe... corked? I don't know. It's just very bad. So yeah, I gotta give it a 1. Yeah. 2.
You're giving it a 1. Okay. Yeah, I mean, I think, like, I would mix this wine with Coca-Cola or use
that
it
might
in a
help.
Sangria.
That might
and it'd
help.
Probably be, like, acceptable. It's not, like, so disgusting that it wouldn't work in those contexts, but... Oof.
I don't know.
So that gives
pretty,
us...
pretty bad.
A total of 1 JB. Sad. Adventures in Wine Tasting is the unofficial companion podcast to the 2023 Wine Advent Calendar from Costco and is in no way endorsed by, affiliated with, maintained, authorized, or sponsored by the World in 24 Wines Calendar or Costco Wholesale. All opinions expressed therein are those of Sarah Bishop, Jeremy Mullis, and or their guests. The World in 24 Wines Calendar and Costco Wholesale bear no responsibility for the accuracy, legality, or content of this podcast.
Let's dump it out.